Part 5. When I got back to the cave, I couldn't find Bill and the boy. I looked inside the cave and called their names, but there was no answer. So I lit my pipe, sat down, and waited for them to return. Half an hour later, I heard something move in the bushes. It was Bill, and behind him was the kid, walking quietly like a scout, with a big smile on his face. Bill stopped, took off his hat, and wiped his face with a red handkerchief. The kid stopped behind him. "Sam," said Bill, "you'll probably think that I'm a traitor, but I just can't continue with the plan. I'm a grown man who knows how to protect himself, but now I've got no more strength. The boy is gone. I've sent him home. I can't continue with the plan. People die for what they believe in," Bill continued, "but I can't take any more torture from this kid. I tried to complete our plan, but I just can't take any more." "What's the problem, Bill?" I asked him. "I was the horse, and the kid rode on me for the 150 kilometers to the stockade," said Bill. "Then, when the people were rescued, I was given my food, which was like sand. And then, for an hour, I had to try and explain to the kid why there's nothing in holes, how a road can go in two directions, and what makes the grass green. Sam, a person can only take so much. Finally, I took him by the neck and pulled him down the mountain. On the way, he kicked my legs black and blue and bit my hand and fingers. But he's gone home," continued Bill. "I showed him the road to Summit and then kicked him about 2 meters nearer the town. I'm sorry that we've lost the ransom, but I was desperate." Bill was breathing heavily, but there was a calm, contented look on his face. "Bill," I said, "there isn't any heart disease in your family, is there?"
"No,
only malaria and accidents," said Bill.
"Why?"
"Then turn round," I said, "and look behind you." Bill turned round and saw the boy. All the color left his face. He sat down on the ground and began to pull at the grass. For about an hour, I was afraid that he was going crazy. And then I told him that my plan was to finish this job quickly, get the ransom from old Dorset, and be on our way by midnight, if old Dorset agreed to our conditions. When Bill heard this, he tried to smile at the kid and promised to play a war game with him as soon as he felt a little better.